The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
Well, as the NBL Finals series across the ditch is on the verge of completion and possibly some history for the Jack Jumpers, the New Zealand NBL kicks into gear tomorrow when the defending champion Canterbury Rams unveil their banner, take on the Nelson Giants. The league has come on leaps and bounds in recent seasons with the level of imports and play at an all-time high level. This season sees more innovation strike the league that has become known for just that. Some games are set to be streamed on TikTok, targeting the next generation of sports fans who consume things a lot differently than we certainly do. And Justin Nelson, he's right at the forefront, have been pushing this league for years as part of his role as GM, but nowadays he's heavily involved in fan engagement at Sky Sport, and there is plenty of that courtside at the NBL. Justin, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Smithy. Thank you. It is certainly a new era with a lot of changes. A trade window coming up, of course, mid-season, and the all-new Rapid League starts in the men's competition from tomorrow night. Was in the women's competition last year, starting in the men's competition this season. So lots of changes.
Tell us about this new league, because Sky Broadband Rapid League? How does it work?
Yeah, it is. It's a new innovation developed, believe it or not, while I was sitting on a plane about a year and a half ago. And Tauihi ran it last year with great success. It's coming into the NBL, as we said, starting tomorrow night. And effectively what it is, it's a 4x4 minute game, same rules, exactly the same. And it's played before the main game. So a 4x4 minute game, very, very quick. No coach timeouts. They don't get involved. Halftime is only 2 minutes. Quick change. But it only involves the seven players who are not named in the starting five for the long form game played directly after. So for fans, for viewers, they get to see every player in action. Players love it, especially those down the end of the bench, because they get to get out there and develop and play in the big league, play at elite level. And of course, for viewers, it's an extra 50% of basketball content on TV to watch. So it's a real winner.
Also, of course, we have a new franchise coming into the competition, an 11th franchise out of the Bay of Plenty. Exciting.
Yeah, it is really exciting. The Fi, of course, they've already cut their teeth as an organisation in the Tauihi competition. They've been in there for a couple of years, but their men's franchise now gets up and running. I'm actually heading out to commentate their very first historical game on Thursday night. Looking forward to that.
That is, of course, against the Bayhawks. Right. Let's have a look at these 11, not all of them, but the ones you figure have recruited well and who are going to be the powerhouses at the top of the table.
Well, everyone's talking about the Taranaki Airs, a team that has never won a championship. They've been in and out of the competition a few times, which isn't unheard of if you look at the history of the Sells NBL over the last four decades. But they have new ownership, a media company's bought into them from Australia, very similar to what we saw with the Nuggets and the Hoi Hoi over the last few years with our great friends at SENZ. They've done something similar. They've recruited well. Sam Froehling is the headline act. Of course, we know he's a star in the Aussie NBL. Mitch McCarron comes in. Young Flynn Cameron, the son of Perro Cameron, he's currently involved with Melbourne United in the Aussie NBL finals. They've loaded up. They look good. Sam McKinnon, a former star of Australian basketball, is coaching. And right now, everyone is talking about the Ayres as a possibility. Saints are going to be right up there. The Wellington Saints in their 40th year are chasing their 13th title, believe it or not. They generally win one every 3 years. So look out. Their team looks a lot better than we've seen in the last couple of years. The Tuatara, their starting five, is as good as probably beating the lower end of the Aussie NBL teams. It is a red-hot starting unit. They're going to be right up there again. Of course, runners-up the last two seasons, the Aucklanders. So can they go one better? For me, they're the three, and I think the Rams will be right there again. A very solid, consistent team. Of course, they won the championship last season.
Justin, you're heavily involved in fan engagement. Does this league look after itself, or are these franchises continually evolving in that regard?
Oh, no, they are. There's no doubt about that. They are so much better than what we have seen. Look, even 5 years ago when I came into the country, it has completely transformed. They've bought in to revenue, fans and brand. Fans are central. It's a league that continues to increase attendances at games year on year. In fact, since COVID, I'm not sure that any other competition in New Zealand has done better. So it's increasing every year. Viewership is strong. And the fans, as you mentioned, coming in, you know, TikTok, just that change, that innovation, Wednesday night games live on TikTok, the first of its kind, we believe, in the world where a regular weekly game is live on TikTok. It's engaging with the under-35s, and that's where the growth is coming from.
And I would imagine as this continues to grow at this level, it's really the fruit of what we're seeing, you know, with kids continually wanting to play the league and play the game and, you know, aspirations of getting so far. And a place, to be fair, I mean, it's probably, if you're a little old New Zealander, pretty, I mean, it's just like a dream, almost impossible to get to the top. But these youngsters are still thinking along that way.
Yeah, they are. Look, we've got a lot to be thankful for. The NBA is as a global product. I've recently just been in the States and continue to see what they do, and it's quite amazing, stretching across the world. So we've got to be thankful for the way they spread the message. Basketball generally in this part of the world is about 40% female participation as well, which is exciting. And it is a game that's played in more than 200 countries around the world. So as a pathway, not everyone will make the NBA or the WNBA, but certainly collegiate level, lots of Kiwis, you know, more than 100 every year at collegiate level over in the US. And of course, right around the world, there's leagues everywhere throughout Europe, throughout Asia, and right here in New Zealand and Australia. So the opportunities for players are vast.
Right, okay. Let's also look, while we've got you, Justin, at the NBL in Australia, which is coming to its end. And at this stage, the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers have home court advantage and possibility of creating history, which would be such an achievement for a very young franchise.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Obviously, I've grown up and known a fair few Tasmanians over the years, and they've come out of the woodwork in numbers, and good on them. They have got this real us against the rest of the world persona down there on the Apple Isle, and they are living it up right now. Amazing scenes in Game 3, the way to end that. And they go home, as you said. They right now are the favourites to take it out. And if they can do that on their home floor, especially at a time, let's not forget, sport in Tasmania right now is fever pitch. Their new AFL team launched last week inside 24 hours. Believe it or not, this is fandom at its absolute best. Inside the first 24 hours of that organisation launching, more than 100,000 foundation members signed up, paid $10 each. The club raised $1 million in a day. Now, if basketball can jump back into the limelight with the Jack Jumpers winning on Thursday night, gee, what a time to be a Tasmanian in sport. Quite incredible.
Well, let's believe that they've got, you know, things well and truly underway in that. We're going to be talking to one of our correspondents in Tasmania about that later on in the show. But what a great concept that is. But it's such a simple concept, isn't it? A small donation by many who now feel as if they've got a vested interest in the club might not even go very often, if at all, but they feel like they've become stakeholders. And maybe that is unique to Tasmania. Would it work here?
Well, I think it'll work everywhere, because fans are human beings and they want to belong. I mean, that's what we want to do as humans, Smithy. We want to belong to something. And they've created that right from the outset with that new franchise, the Tassie Devils. So, yeah, I mean, look, any sport can definitely do it. It's about getting out there and understanding that fans want to be included. They want to be valued and they want to belong. And they've done that very successfully.
Rightio. Look, I'm not sure about you or whether I'm better informed than you, but I would seriously doubt this. I'm hearing whispers about some sort of major announcement tomorrow by the NZNBL, but if anyone knows, it would be you. Surely, if you heard, you've got your ear to the ground.
Well, I can tell you that there is a pending major announcement coming up, could be as early as tomorrow, but certainly at some stage over the coming days. It is significant. I can't allude to too much more than that, other than to say that I would be very, very surprised that when this groundbreaking announcement drops, if it's not one of your leading stories and talkback stories, I'd be very, very surprised, Smithy. It is significant, and I think it's going to make news right around the world. So stay tuned. Again, innovators leading the way, basketball in New Zealand. And I think with from what I'm hearing, the announcement that's on the way could be as early as tomorrow. It is going to be a significant talking point for sport around the world. So I know I've pumped it up.
Wow.
But I'm very, very sure it's going to live up to that reputation.
Oh, look, you can't give us any more clues. I mean, is it sponsorship? Is it technology? Is it a person? Is it people? I mean, you know, is it all of the above?
If you follow women's sport, it is going to be a day to remember, put it that way.
Wow. Okay, cool. Fantastic. We look forward to that announcement. We'll be all over it here on SENZ. Early days. Picks for NZNBL. Justin, have you got any, perhaps some, have you got a sleeper for us? You know, one that might sneak up on us?
Oh, look, I love a fairy tale. And the Ayers, for me, been going since 1985. I mean, this is a team. Here's a story for you. I'll leave you with this. In my first year in New Zealand, I picked up the paper at the end of the 2019 season, and the Ayers were talking about dropping out of the competition because they had a $15,000 debt. $15,000. But that was the way things were just five short years ago in this competition. Today, they start the season as the red-hot favourites. If they can deliver their first title ever since 1985, what a story that would be. I'm on them. I'm going with them all the way. As an outsider, believe it or not, I've tipped the Nuggets to miss the finals again. I did it last year. They proved me wrong. I think they may prove me wrong again this season. But as an outsider, they are always dangerous.
And just finally, from my own perspective, this is and one of the subjects we're talking about this morning will be the possibility of Test cricket, right? Test cricket going back to Auckland, because at the moment it's not fashionable at Eden Park. It's just not fit for purpose, as they say. It's the modern vernacular. I'd like to see Test cricket back in Auckland. It's our greatest population base. But what about you? And what about the possibilities of where? What would suit? I mean, if you looked at geographically at Auckland, where would a Test cricket ground ideally be situated for you?
Well, I think people are going to talk up Eden Park. I'm not sure of the dimensions and how that necessarily does the job. So I'd have to get out there and learn a little bit more about the venues across Auckland. But what I would say, I mean, Test cricket's, it's just a wonderful game. You know, I've grown up on it. You obviously grew up on it as well, given your background. But, you know, the fans will vote with their feet. Get it out there, put it in front of them. And if it's something that they want, they'll turn up and they'll vote with their feet and then keep taking it back. If it doesn't work for whatever reason, whether that's facility related, whether they're just not interested, they'll tell you pretty quickly what they want, but give it a go. All for it.
You touched on the trade issue before, the transfer or trade window, which is going to exist. Could that work in rugby? We've
100%.
Had a text in from Mike to say, Mike says, look, Frank, maybe say just pick a fortnight between April the 1st and April 14th, which is, wouldn't say quite the midway point, but it's getting towards the midway point. I just wonder, would it work in Super Rugby? Would it add to Super Rugby?
100%. Should be doing it already. Probably should have started doing it years ago, to be honest. I'm very surprised that they don't, given what transpires around elite-level sport globally. And you've heard me say this a million times before, any sport that's not changing or innovating is already a long way behind the pack. I've just been in New York, London, currently talking to you from Singapore at the moment, and sport around the world is innovating at a great rate of knots. It should already be in the competition. That's my view, and I'm surprised it's not.
Well, we thank you very much, because Singapore's in an entirely different time zone to us. Justin, thank you so much for your availability. Have a successful remainder of your trip, and we'll see you back home and talk to you back home very shortly. And thanks for your input to the show this morning. I really appreciate it.
Good on you. Thanks, Smithy.